It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jim, right? What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
when will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, hour number three is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie, Mark joining us now on the phone. Mark, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, this is Mark. I'm the guy I called about the flag wave.
Yes, sir. Saw your stuff you put on Facebook, too.
Did you watch some of those videos?
Very good, by the way. Yes, excellent.
Dude, these women are crazy. It's these young white girls.
Yep.
There's apoplectic. You heard what that one girl said, that Trump was having sex with children or something?
Which is a bunch of nonsense. There's a couple of things that are running around the internet where people are accusing of that, and it's a bunch of garbage, Mark. It's not true.
It's just ridiculous. But, man, we had a ton of people out there last night. It was crazy.
That is awesome.
I mean,
literally, Mark, some of these folks right now are grasping at every last little straw they think they can to try to discredit what's going on, hoping that somehow that's going to sway the election, and the reality is it's not.
Yeah, but, you know, these people, I think some of these young people, they believe this crap.
Not denying that. I think they do.
Yeah, so, and, you know, perception's reality, right?
It is to them. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
I mean, so here's a question for you, Mark.
Sure.
I'm going to be positive. When Trump wins the election on Tuesday, what do you think a lot of these gals that you're talking about that were flipping you off last night and so on, what do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to be pretty upset. Are you asking me if I think there's going to be some riots after the election?
That as well, yes.
I think there very well could be. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, being that these other riots weren't really that long ago, and then we just had another thing in Philadelphia.
Yep.
I wouldn't put it past them. Luckily, I don't think most of the younger ones understand the importance of the Supreme Court, because I don't think I did until I was probably 35 or 40. So they don't really understand what the hell just happened. I mean, we got a 6-3 court now.
I mean,
maybe 5-4, because Roberts is kind of squishy.
Right.
But I don't think they really understand that.
No, they don't. They do not. No, you're right.
Hey, I have a business I've been kind of thinking of maybe trying to do. I'm going to email you. I kind of would love your thoughts.
Yeah, I'd love to help. Send it my way, Mark.
Okay.
Be happy to.
Awesome.
I appreciate that.
Right,
nope, go for it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, he sent some video last night of the rally and people coming by and saying some not so nice things and giving them the one finger salute and so on.
Yeah, you always get that. You always get that.
The IQ salute.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I mean, we talked about this, by the way, at the top of the last hour. I didn't get a chance to share it on air because we do the movies during the 4 o'clock hour. But Charlie was saying that Walmart, in a lot of their locations across the country, are pulling guns and ammo and so on off of the floor. You can still buy them, but they're pulling it off the floor because they're worried about, you know, vandalism and, you know, people breaking into the store and so on and so forth after the election. And I'm thinking, so they're planning on a Trump win, I guess? Because our side won't do that.
Yeah, I think what they're planning on is they don't know who's going to win. And so they're just being
sure. Be cautious no matter what.
Yeah, I don't think Walmart has any insight as to who's going to win.
No, they're just being precaution. precautionary on the front side, which, by the way, I would be as well.
Sure.
In fact, everything that they're doing, I've got some clients that are in certain big cities that are more prone to what we're talking about than others that are fact right in the midst of some of this that I have told from the last couple of weeks. You know, be really careful, batten down the hatches. Doesn't matter who wins, just make sure you're keeping things safe and handled and so on, because you just don't know what's coming on Tuesday night into Wednesday.
You know, I hate saying this, John, because some people, I can't imagine any of our listeners, but some people could hear it and say, oh, well, gee, I don't have to worry about it then.
No.
If Trump wins, you're not going to have, I mean, you're going to have absolute chaos out there because of the hate on the left. If Biden wins, you're going to have virtually no violence. You'll have some of their celebrations, you know, go into violence just because that's the way they are. Here's the bottom line, John. The left is violent. The right is not, on average. Virtually all violence is on the left. Virtually all. If you look at gun deaths, where do they happen? In the cities or out in the country with the, you know, those terrible rednecks?
In the city, of course.
They happen in the cities.
Yep.
Virtually all, you know, the beatings, the punchings and all this kind of stuff, virtually all of it happens downtown, man. It happens with the leftists. And that is why people, that's why the Trump supporters are very shy when people try to ask them, who are you voting for?
That's why they, in a lot of cases, they'll lie even.
Yeah.
That's, they will.
It has become such a thing
yep.
that the pollsters are basically saying, look, on average, the pollsters have Biden up 8. That's the average.
On average.
On average. Look, if Real Clear Politics was right, Biden would win close to 400 electoral votes. I mean, it would just be...
not going to happen, folks.
No, it isn't going to happen. But even some of the pollsters are basically acknowledging, and they're left-wingers, they're basically acknowledging our side is so violent that people on the other side are afraid to say who they are, but our side can freely say who they are because people on the other side are not safe. Now, how does that go with BLM's rhetoric of saying all these white people are out to hunt us, these conservatives are out to hunt us? It's garbage.
Doesn't go along with it, does it?
No. Nope. Reality is this. A leftist is dangerous.
Yep. Impossible question of today.
Yes.
Was 13% of us have accidentally dropped our phone into this? What is it? The answer is your beer.
Well, you see, I don't drink. That's why I didn't think of it.
Why do you have the phone next to your beer?
Well,
are you so
okay.
drunk that you can't hang on to the phone, it drops in the beer?
No,
or?
No. Think about it. A lot of times when you have beer, it's at a party or whatever, and you've also got your phone.
Yeah.
So you got your phone, you're talking, the music's going, and your phone. You know what it's like to have your phone slip.
I guess.
Out of your hands, and it just happens to be next to your mug of beer.
And it goes.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, that's the answer of today's impossible question of the day. We'll come right back. We got another segment before Mark Smith joins us. If you want to call in, feel free to do so. 303-477-5600. American National Insurance is up next. And boy, right now, this fire situation we've had in Colorado, which, by the way, there's still some fire smoldering, and we are not completely out of the woods yet. Yeah, we got snow last weekend, but we are not out of the woods. So one of the things that you guys need to do, all of you, by the way, doesn't matter where you live, is check to see if you're properly insured. Something you should be doing on an annual basis anyways. And Paul can do that for you. My agent, no matter whether you're his client or not, he'd love to review that for you. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
Folks, Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage. He is a reverse mortgage specialist. And those of you that are 62 years of age or older and have a lot of equity and you're trying to figure out how to actually use that equity, you don't want to move, you like your place, you'd like to do something different, be able to tap into that equity, that's what Bruce will allow you to do. He'll show you how that works, and that's American Liberty Mortgage. Give him a call today at 303-467-7821 or find him at klzradio.com.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your house without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment, as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh, by the way. Saw Kevin a couple of days ago, and I tell you, he is a guy that no matter what you've got going on, he is what you want in your court. He is the fighter that you need, and it really depends on what's going on, whether it's an accident, whether you've got a civil case going on, you name it, Kevin is the guy to call. 303-806-8886. Find him at fleshlawfirm.com or again, 303-806-8886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal: to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And we appreciate you joining us, by the way, last hour of the week, last Friday hour of the week before we head into the election. Yes, we'll be back next Friday as well, but things may look a little different next week. Or, well, you know what? Here's the thing. They're going to look different no matter what happens.
Yes.
So the reality is things will be different next week, period, right?
Yep. If Biden wins, the future is a dark winter.
It's bleak.
Yes.
If Trump wins,
the future is booming.
Going to change immensely. Which, by the way, we didn't talk about this a lot yesterday. We sort of brushed on it, but economically speaking, and I've talked to numerous people, by the way, as you guys know, I consult businesses on a regular basis and so on. And even here in Colorado, even despite Kevin Polis and his shutdowns and the things that he would like to do to keep the economy really down. And I know it's down for a lot of individuals. I get that. I am not minimizing that. Please don't think I am. I'm not minimizing restaurant workers and restaurant owners and things like that, because that sector, especially entertainment and the food industry in Colorado has been, I shouldn't say food industry, the restaurant industry in Colorado
right.
has really been affected by what he's done. I'm not trying to minimize that, Andy, not in the least. But even despite everything Polis has tried to do, the economy is rolling even here in Colorado, even with all that he's tried to do to shut it down.
Well, Colorado has probably the most naturally robust economy in the entire country over the last two decades. And yes. what I mean is it's virtually bulletproof. It is almost going to grow and prosper no matter what the governor does. And that's just the way it's been. Because there's just been so much money and investment pouring in to Colorado year after year after year after year.
And he's tried to kill it all. Go yeah. figure. Now, here's the other thing you're going to find. And you're already seeing ads on this from the Hickenlooper site. Hickenlooper's going to run on he created the best economy in Colorado. You know, did he have some good things to do with that? You know, potentially. But by and large, it wasn't all because of what Governor Hickenlooper did.
John, he had no real role in it.
Not by a long shot.
It was all because of external factors.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but it was.
Well, and even some things I think that Owens did prior to him.
Sure.
You know, by the way, the diversification is what I'm getting at. So we had a couple of governors that, and I'll give some credit with even Ritter in that case. You know, they diversified us and made sure that we were not going to be impacted by one particular industry over another. And I'll give those guys some credit where credit's due. They sure did have a hand in promoting and making some things happen to make sure that did not happen. Give them credit where it's deserved.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. But wasn't that diversification going to come anyway because you had so many diverse entities looking at Colorado as a place to invest?
Maybe, although you can probably remember, and I know Charlie probably does, back in the 80s when we had some of the big recessions throughout the country and oil took big hits and the Colorado economy took big, big hits because of that. And, you know, we had big tech at times that would, you know, storage tech, for example, when it closed up and left, that was a big factor. So we have diversified past a lot of that and purposely so.
Yeah, but think about this. What if we had not chased oil and gas out of Colorado?
Don't get me
largely
started.
Look at the last 6 to 8 years, you know, before oil finally crashed this year.
Yeah, I know.
Look at that. What that boom did nationwide.
I know.
What would Colorado be doing right now?
Great question.
Economically, John, had we not done that?
Even it would better be, than we are.
Oh, my gosh. It would be roaring through the roof.
No argument there. You're correct.
Yeah.
Well said. Yeah. I fully agree.
It infuriates me. And they say, we're creating green jobs. No, you're not creating green jobs. All you're doing is taking tons of tax dollars, taking them and putting them in a pile out in the street, lighting it and saying we just made green jobs.
And don't forget, we ran off Magpul, who was the magazine manufacturer in Colorado, because of the stupid ruling, the stupid law we had on the magazine ban several years ago. So yeah, we've chased some good businesses off as well.
For no reason.
No reason at all. Now granted, we've brought some in, but we've chased a lot off.
I look at the fracking that we could do in Colorado and the oil that we could get, the oil and gas, the natural gas. And I think about what could happen here if we didn't have these idiots in some of these locales driving it out. And it just makes it makes tears come to my eyes.
I mean, like Boulder County now suing Extraction because they don't want wells near their border from Weld County to Boulder?
Right. You've got
those
issues.
Those kind of knuckleheads?
Yes,
mean?
Yes.
Thank you.
You've got the issues up there. You got the issues in Brighton. You got the issues elsewhere. It is horrifying. I look at these people. I'm just like, my gosh, the jobs you could have are unbelievable. You think you've got a good
now? Do they
now?
Not care?
They don't care.
Oh, you're right. They do not care. Just like Kevin Polis does not care about any citizen of the great state of Colorado.
Oh, no. He does not.
He does not care.
No.
It's proven over. So here's a question. I know we talked a little bit about this yesterday.
Sure.
And I still don't have a good feel and a good answer. Do you think, given the fact that, you know, for example, I live in Jeffco and they just raised their COVID, you know, status to where I think now we're like level two or something along those lines. And you know, you're seeing this now kind of this patchwork from county to county going on. What do you feel he does over the weekend, or does he do anything?
You know, I don't know. He is so arrogant. Here's the thing. It's obviously a foolish move, but I would not be surprised if he did it on Sunday and did it statewide, and here's why. The polls in Colorado are so good for the Democrats.
You don't think he cares one way or the other?
Yeah, it is so deep blue. People, I mean, the Democrats nationally, they've pulled all their money out of Colorado. They consider Gardner done.
They basically figure we're a done deal at this point. Colorado's stick a fork in it, we're done.
Right. They consider Colorado no longer in dispute.
Gotcha. We're not in play anymore.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm not so sure that's correct.
I'm not sure it is either. I think they might be putting the cart before the horse a little bit there, but whatever.
Yeah, I would say, hey, if I were a betting man.
But Democrats, don't listen to me.
Yeah, don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us.
I mean, if I were a betting man, of course I'd put the money on the blue in Colorado. It's a blue state. It is not just a blue state, it's a deep blue state.
Oh, it's a deep blue state. Yes, it sure is.
It's crazy.
But is it going to be a little bit shade lighter blue this go around, or do we?
It could be, John, it could be.
I think you're right.
Well, you asked about the politics. Let me ask you, and before we go to break, really quick, what about the businesses? Now, I know your businesses that you're coaching are going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You've protected them. But with these lockdowns going back into effect, more masks, more this, more that, you tell me, John, what is going to happen with a lot of these restaurants who have been hanging on?
They can't make it, Andy. They just can't make it. They won't be making it. They'll be closing up.
What about retail?
Oh,
Malls.
I think malls are on their last leg, period, anyways, even without COVID. And I think they were already there. All COVID is doing is pushing that over the edge. It's like that car. You see the horror movies where the car is teetering on the edge.
It's really sped it up, John. It has really sped it up.
No, you're right. But my point is, I think retail in general, if you weren't doing something unique and specific to you that separated you from what everybody else was doing out there and online, I think that you are going to be on the verge of tipping over anyways, you know, going over that edge anyways.
Yeah, online shopping was killing it.
And it just, all COVID did, to your point, was just sped that up 100 miles an hour faster.
I have never seen so many terrified, healthy people in my life.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Everywhere I go, John, terrified, healthy people. We were, tomorrow, we're having in our...
In your little cul-de-sac.
In our HOA.
Right.
In our HOA.
Gotcha.
We're having this Halloween party, and the leaders of the HOA, they're liberals, they came out and said, oh, everybody's going to have to wear masks. Outside in the park, they all have to wear masks, and they've shut down virtually all the games for the kids.
It's the NFL, the No Fun League.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at this like, my gosh, anything that these liberals are in charge of, they rob all the fun out of it.
I mean, I think if I were I'm glad I'm not a mall.
That's what's happening to the business.
I'm glad I'm not a shopping mall owner, but if I were, you've got to be sitting down and trying to figure out some ways, which, by the way, folks, as a side, I've never talked about this on air, but I'll tell you a little secret that most people don't realize. Do you know that the majority, this will shock a lot of folks, but I guarantee you, I would bet my life on the fact that the majority of mall ownership in this country are owned by liberals.
Oh, yes.
The majority. And how do I know that? Because, folks, I do that kind of work on a regular basis, and I know these people.
I've interacted with them. Keep in mind, you know, I managed and even helped build, you know, new theaters. So you're dealing with the ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear what they say in little comments here and there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to know.
The majority of them are run by liberals.
Yeah.
And believe me, if I were them, I would be sitting down having some really, really tough conversations about what are we going to do to reinvent what we're doing here, or these places are going to get dozed over.
Yeah.
They're not going to be there.
We cannot continue charging these rates.
Nope. Most people don't realize this, and I got time here real quick. So really fast. The average person probably doesn't know this, but in a shopping mall, the way it works in a mall when it comes to rents.
Square footage.
It's based upon three things. Square footage, and typically in a mall, it's going to be upward in the $28 to $35 a square foot price. Okay, so you're way high price on
your
that.
Anchors are going to get less because they're anchors.
Because they're anchors, and in some cases, the anchor owns their pad. So that's the other thing that happens in a lot of those big malls, which most people don't realize either. So like a JCPenney may very well even own their square, you know, a Macy's or a Nordstrom's.
Which makes it really hard to shut down a mall.
That's right, because they're the anchor, and they're pretty much telling the mall what they can and can't do.
Theaters get a much better deal.
That's right. Now, on top of that, typically a retail location, so if Andy and I went in there and opened up shop, the way that's based upon is we pay X amount per square foot. We also pay X amount of the CAM fee, which is the common area maintenance, so snow removal and landscaping and parking lot maintenance and all that kind of stuff. So we're paying a portion of that based upon our square footage, once again.
Right.
And then thirdly, this is the thing most people don't realize. Most of them are set up on, they get a percentage of my sales as well.
Yeah.
So, and it's based on all sorts of things. In some cases, there's a baseline you have to meet in sales, and they get X amount over that. But there's all sorts of things that happen along those lines. But typically, you're paying an extra fee based upon whatever your sales are.
Yeah, that's why it's more expensive to buy things at a mall than to buy them at a shop that's not attached. And by the way, there's one other huge factor, and that's location. There are areas of the mall. When you're
more.
In close proximity to the theater, you're paying much more. When you're out in the end where the traffic isn't as good, you pay much less.
If you're at the dark end of the mall, I call it, you're going to pay a lot less.
Every mall has a dark end.
That's right. If you're up against the, you know, for example, you're a boutique dress shop right next to Nordstrom's, you're at the high end of the rent factor because of where you're located.
Right.
You're the store next to Apple. Guess what? Your rent's going to be sky high because you're next to really high foot traffic that Apple rolls in. And by the way, Apple's probably getting a big discount because they're Apple and they drag folks into the mall.
Exactly.
That's how it works,
folks. They're making it so more people are going to spend more around them.
That's exactly right. So they're a little insight on how things work at the mall. And again, why I say that whole model of what I just mentioned probably has to change or they're not going to stay in existence.
Well, what about theaters, John? The theaters were paying, you know, you said 38, 42, and so forth for the normal square footage if you were near one of these places. The theater itself is generally paying 20.
Right, they're way down.
They're way down because
they're a traffic generator.
Right.
Typically.
Now, right, but
they're not now.
these leftist governors have destroyed theaters.
Yep. They're destroying Hollywood. They don't even know it.
I know.
So stupid.
It is so stupid. So there goes that big draw. What are you going to do with those theaters? You can't keep using them that way.
It's a great question. Purify Chevrolet folks coming up next. And I said this earlier, and I mean it. One of the scariest things out there is buying a car. And I've heard that so many times over that it really is a scary thing. Halloween's tomorrow. It's not scary at Purify Chevrolet. Go out there, talk to Bob and the guys, and they will just take excellent care of you. If you say you're from Rush to Reason, they're going to roll out the red carpet and make sure that you're well taken care of. And I mean that, folks. If not, you let me know. 303-659-8311. It's purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith would love to help you out when it comes to your financial planning and the future thereof. And that's exactly what he does. He's a financial advisor. Call him today at 303-744-1128. Great guy, though. Al will help you with how to get in retirement and how to stay in retirement. It's that easy. Go to klzradio.com.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange a free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Folks, winter is literally just around the corner. I know it's not officially here when it comes to the seasons, but after last week, yes, it's here. I know today it was 60-some degrees. It's going to be a nice weekend, but folks, we have got snow coming down the road. It will be here. It'll get cold. Make sure that your vehicle's ready to go. And the last thing you want is to be stranded on the side of the road someplace because of vehicle problems. And Geno's can help you avoid that. 303-794-6700. And it's Geno's with a J, Geno'sAutoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Geno's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Mark Smith, who normally is joining us, may have gotten tied up. He normally does, but he's got a lot going on, and we're being very gracious with a lot of our routine guests as we get into this week before the election, just because it's the week before the election.
Oh, yeah.
A lot going on.
It's a rough time.
Yeah, and again, we're giving everybody a little grace. So if Mark calls in, we'll take him. But if not, we fully understand, and we'll get Mark back on next week and get a recap. So anyways.
John, we're coming into the holiday season, and we're talking about these theaters. We're talking about, by the way, let's say that
time for them.
Right. Let's say that you are one of these small businesses that has been paying premium to be near the theater. How are you feeling after the last 6 to 8 months?
Well, let's just say I hope you haven't been, because if you are, you're dumb as a rock, because you should have negotiated that with your landlord before now, because if you still are, you weren't very smart. But at some point, they can't even keep doing that on their end. They'll have to get back to normal at some point.
Well, I agree, but could the landlord say, look, we didn't crush the theaters?
Yes.
The governor did.
Yes. Well within their rights. Actually, it's well within their rights to not change anything. It's a matter of whether or not they want to be gracious or not. They don't have to do anything.
Yeah, but we have to keep in mind, John, if they don't do something, they're going to have nothing but empty rows of stores. The stores can't pay.
And they know that, too. Yeah, no, they know that.
Okay, we're coming into the holidays here. How do these stores bounce back when this is the time coming up? We're like 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks. No, it's about 3 weeks away from when
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, the day after, right?
Yeah.
We are 3 weeks away
right.
from when they are supposed to boom and make all their money. See, most of the year, John, this outside of this period that's coming up and part of the summer, most of the year, they're operating either neutral or at a loss.
That's why it's called Black Friday.
Exactly, to put them in the black.
That's right.
And they are counting on this, and we're coming into this with governors like our idiot in chief who are basically saying, hey, even though we've cut our death rate by 90%, sorry, not good enough. We have COVID numbers going up. Doesn't matter that they aren't dying. It's happening amongst mm-hmm. the young. But we have COVID numbers going up, and so I'm going to shut things down. These stores, this is their time. What yep. is going to happen to them, John?
I don't know, Andy. We've talked about this before, and the fear that I have is, and this is what you would think people that are supposedly a lot smarter than you and I would know, but I wonder if they actually are. When people establish new, especially buying habits.
Right.
Not habits in general, but buying habits.
In business, we call them flight patterns.
Yeah, once that's established and reestablished, boy, it's tough getting them back.
Yeah.
It really is.
On average, they say it costs about 5 times as much money to get a customer back as it does to retain them.
Oh, by far. By far.
Yeah.
And the problem is when you've not retained them because the authorities have said you can't, and it's completely out of your control and out of your hands, that makes it really difficult.
Right. So if you're all these business leaders, unfortunately too many of them in Colorado are liberal, but yep. if you're all these business leaders, you're looking at Polis and thinking, my gosh, you've made it cost 5 or, as you're saying, even 10 times as much for me in marketing to get these people to come back after what you've done as it would have cost me just to keep them.
That's right.
I wish there was some way they could do a class action on that, a lawsuit, because this is ridiculous. He is making it virtually impossible for them to undo the flight patterns that he has changed. Everybody is now used to not going to them.
I know. I know. Therein lies the problem.
Our governor trained all their clientele to
leave.
Go elsewhere.
Go away. That's right. That's right.
That's horrible.
Yeah, and unless businesses were, and we've talked about this in the past, unless businesses were extremely savvy, which, by the way, most weren't. Let me give you an example. I've talked about this, you know, in the past, but I'll say it again. If I were a restaurant, which I'm not and probably never will be because it's very volatile, but if I were a restaurant, one of the things that I would have been doing all along was collecting names, addresses, phone numbers, and emails from every single one of my clients. And I would have been building a database on what they typically order at any given sitting when they're in my restaurant. Because people have patterns.
Sure.
They typically will, you know, Andy, you're going to get typically the same thing, and I'm going to typically get the same thing.
Right.
And, you know, Charlie's, it may be a little different each time, but in general, you're going to choose from what, 4 things on most menus?
Right.
On a routine basis?
Yeah.
I'm not much different. You're going to pretty much get the same thing. I would have built a database of that. And the minute COVID hit and Polis came along and said, you can't be open at all, which, by the way, he did at one point, I would have been on the phone saying, hey, Andy, hey, Charlie, I know you come in on X day typically. Or X day of the month, typically, because you've got this database in front of you where you can see all of this information. And I would have said, hey, Andy, you know what? I know you can't come into the restaurant, and, you know, we're still trying to do everything we possibly can to make sure you've got some enjoyable food and some quality time, and I know you like the atmosphere here, but we can't be open right now. You know that. But tell you what if you normally come in on Friday nights? What if at Friday night at 7 p.m., I just delivered you your favorite meal, and we did that a couple of times a month? What would you say as a customer?
Hey, I like it. Thanks for thinking of me, and that sounds good. I miss that food.
And what I would have done as a restaurant owner is instead of paying the fees to have DoorDash and Grubhub and all of that, and I realize I might step on toes when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyways, because it's what I would have done. I would have taken every one of my waiters and waitresses, my staff.
You would have had them do it.
I would have outfitted them with a nice cooler in the back. I would have had all that taken care of and handled.
Well, besides which, John, you're trying to keep your people employed as
much
as possible.
It's exactly what I would have done.
So you are keeping these people used to having your food.
And my people having a job.
And they're going to want to come back and see your people again.
And my cook's cooking.
Right.
And they've had those touch points with my people throughout. In fact, you typically can even know what server normally serves you on a routine basis.
Right. Here's the bottom line. What the governor did is he cut off your normal communication with your customers. And what you're saying is open up a new line of communication with those customers. And very few of them did.
Well,
so
and
now
you know why
customers have a new flight pattern that doesn't include
And do you know why very few of them did? Because they didn't do on the front side what I just explained to you every restaurant should have been doing.
Right. They didn't build that up in advance.
They didn't know their customer.
By the way, can I say one sad little thing that actually brings a small smile to my face? You know, a lot of these liberal restaurants and businesses are now understanding what it's like for the church.
Yes.
Okay. And
here's
what I mean. The church has had to deal for decades now with government training society to eliminate the church from its flight patterns.
That's right.
Society, government training young people generation after generation after generation to not need God in their day-to-day thinking, in their day-to-day decision-making, and in their day-to-day lives, right? So we have been paying our taxes. We as Christians have been paying our taxes into a public education system that has trained kids to hate our beliefs.
Yep.
All right? Now, all these restaurants are having to watch government train all of their clientele
to do the same thing.
To fly away.
That's right. By the way, one step addition to what you just said when it comes to even what's happened in churches, keep in mind, folks, that the majority of churches, unless you're a really old church and you had a prominent corner in town and you've been there for the last 50-plus years, you're not putting a church on a corner anymore.
No.
There's not a city out there. Unless it's some small town. But there's not a big city out there that will allow that kind of real estate to go untaxed by giving it to a church on a corner.
Right.
Not going to happen, folks. That's the other thing that they have done and why they're still the enemy.
But that's okay because a lot of churches, no, you're right. I mean, that's not okay. But churches have adjusted to that. A lot of them are building monster churches in fields.
I understand. But you know what? They never should have had to.
No, they shouldn't have. It's terrible.
And in a way, we, as churches, caved to that and sort of said, okay, we won't fight City Hall anymore. We'll be a good neighbor, and we'll just go back to the field where we belong.
Well, let me tell you this, John.
Right?
Yes. I would just like to tell all these business owners out there, especially you who are left of center, I want to tell you right now, now you know how we feel. Now you know what it's like to have government, to have your tax-funded government train society to no longer come to you.
You need to write an article on that, by the way, because well said. That's exactly what's happened. They're finally in our world.
Yeah.
This is what it feels like, folks.
Public education did to us what our governor has now done to you.
Yep. And by the way, that's what cities do. If they don't like a particular type of business, they'll just shove you off in a corner, and they'll put you in the dark end of the mall, like we just called it a minute ago.
The dark end of the mall.
Now, they'll shove you back in the middle of nowhere where they don't think anybody pays attention, and that's where you end up as a business because that's what cities want.
Yep. And that's what they've done with the church.
Yep.
And now that's what our governor has done with a lot of these businesses who,
by
the way, supported him.
That's right. So you know what? Welcome to the club, folks.
Yeah. Welcome to our world. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're good conservatives. We care about everybody.
We do
feel bad for you.
But welcome to the club.
But yeah.
That's what we've been experiencing for years now.
You've reaped what you've sown.
Yeah. In fact, there's other businesses that probably could go along and say the exact same thing I just said when it comes to other types of industries where the city basically just shoves you off into the corner and they actually hope you die.
Yeah, and here's the big difference, though. Here's the big difference. Those liberal restaurant owners delighted in watching us churches go down.
That's right.
I don't delight in watching them go down. I look at them and I see, I don't care if you're left wing, right wing, no wing. I want you to have a job. I want your employees to have jobs. I want your customers back. I actually care about you. I wish to hell you cared about us.
I wonder, Andy, how many of them really cared about churches being full again when they're the restaurant next door that all those people used to come and pay and have dinner after church?
Well, yes and no.
That don't exist anymore.
Churches weren't well known for giving good tippers,
but
at least
we
packed them in.
But at least they paid for the food.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the way, it shouldn't be the way you just said. That's
no,
a whole other topic. That
whole different topic.
Which I've covered before. But Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. They want to help you out with your kitchen planning. And if you've got a kitchen that's just in need of not only an upgrade, but a complete redo, even as far as the footprint goes in your house, that's where Enchanted Kitchens comes along. They'll help you design exactly what you need, what fits you and your lifestyle. Go to klzradio.com or call them at 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their Experience Center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
For a Buntress Mortgage, if you want to learn how to pay for that Enchanted Kitchen, which, by the way, if you've got equity in your home, you could possibly do that. Kirk can show you how. And it's a very effective way to do it. In a lot of cases, you're not even spending any more money than you are. In fact, you might save money and still get a new kitchen when it's all said and done. Kirk can show you how. 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, winding down this Friday edition. In fact, the sun is just peeking down beyond the mountains as we speak. That's us up here at the 12th story. So for a lot of you, it's already probably down. We are just seeing the sliver of it as we watch. Boom. There it goes.
Boom.
Isn't that amazing how when it gets over that crest that you can just watch it fall off?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
it really
whenever
is.
I go back to Wisconsin or go travel out east, the first thing I look forward to coming back is always that skyline.
One of the most beautiful ones there is.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's pretty great.
By the way, a week from now, we won't be seeing it at this time.
No, it'll be pitch dark, Andy.
Yep.
We'll look out and see us.
We're gonna feel like mole
the reflection.
People.
It'll be awful, actually. I hate that. Anyways, yeah, we'll be like the dark end of the mall.
Exactly.
I hate the dark end of the mall, by the way.
It's scary, actually.
And I pity the poor businesses that are there. It's sort of like, yeah, you kind of arrived, but you really didn't because they stuck you down here at the dark end.
You can only win in that area of the mall if you have like... a Starbucks next to you.
You better have
something.
Or an outstanding product. You better have something somebody's coming there to buy. Because if they're just, you know, meandering around, good luck.
Yep.
Good luck.
It's got to be maybe like a GNC because they have their online customers who are used to them. So they're going to go in there no matter what. Otherwise, forget it.
Your last comment, though, about some of the folks out there that own businesses right now going through the same thing that others, you know, church especially have. Spot on, by the way.
They've always laughed at the church. Hey,
spot on.
Hey, the schools are just teaching it honestly. Uh-huh. Sure they are. You're killing us.
It's
killing you.
Anyways, back to your question of what's going to happen. You know, let's say Trump wins and things try to get back on track fairly quickly, because here's the other prediction I have, folks. If Trump wins, there will be some places that just figure we're going to shut down even tighter just to spite everybody, even those that voted. They're going to do their best just to spite everyone.
Yes.
That will only last for a certain amount of time because some people are just going to say, yeah, I'm fed up. I'm not doing this anymore.
If Trump wins, John, don't you think we're going to see an incredible dichotomy? You're going to see a number of conservative states just let everything loose. Okay, time to go back to life. I couldn't do it before the election because I didn't want to take the hell it would have been, but now we're going to go back to life, with just very, very light restrictions.
I think you're going to,
have a few states who will do like Polis and go the other way. But you're going to have the people in those states like Colorado who are going to be bitter that they are right next to a state that's living the high life.
And you're going to have some people in those states actually just going out and saying, you know what, Polis and store owners and whatever, you know what, I'm not wearing a mask.
Okay, let me ask you this. You're right, by the way. You're going to have people who are just going to say, that's it.
They're just going to rebel. That's right.
What about this? Right now, you're a business, and they are coming down with, stage two, stage three, whatever, and you're saying, we've held on this long. If we do that, we're done. Do you just rebel?
Yeah. I think you have to.
I think if I'm a restaurant if I'm a restaurant right now, John, I just say, I'm sorry. And I hate to say that. You know, I'm not for disobedience. I'm for obeying the government. I am. I'm one of those people. I'm a rule follower. But they're going to go under. I would just say, nope.
When
just
your livelihood depends on you staying open, I don't think you have a choice, Andy.
Held on as long as you can.
You don't have a choice. And at that point, you better have hopefully you've got a customer that's a great lawyer, somebody that you can, knock on the door of and get a little help out of if need be, something along those lines. And you just hope that Karen and Kevin don't show up and try to shut you down, because here's the thing.
It's the Karens and Kevins.
Yeah, the government's not going to, the state's not going to come along and shut you down. The city's not going to come along and shut you down. It's some Karen or Kevin complaining that's going to shut you down.
Or it may even be somebody from a competitor. They feel if they can get you reported and get you to go under and you're a block away, it's going to help them survive COVID.
You betcha. Yep, that would happen as well.
See, this is ridiculous, John, because the governor is destroying these businesses. Why can't they look at him and say, okay, are you going to pay my payroll and my rent for the next 2 months?
Well, he just gave you $375, Andy.
Yeah, right. That really matters. $375. It's like, look, man, but he's saying, well, all I'm doing is asking people to wear a mask, and that's good for your business. That's going to make people feel safe. No, they're going to spend less.
Yeah, it's not helping them at all.
If that was good for my business, how come I'm not rolling in money? Polis?
Because it's, to your point,
why are all these businesses, why is IHOP closing 100 more if that works for them?
Because they can't survive what we're talking about, and nobody can.
Because Polis is wrong.
That's right. Cannot survive. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, folks. Don't forget, Cooper Tires are at cost. They'll sell them to you at cost, plus you get a $75 rebate right now. Just go to klzradio.com or call them directly at 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy, Charlie, and be watching this weekend to see if our illustrious governor actually does anything. It's a kind of a crapshoot at this point as to whether he does anything prior to the election. I am like Andy. Wouldn't shock me if he did something this weekend to shut things down across the state more tightly.
Yeah, if
would
he does.
Would not shock me.
If he does, I think we both agree, it will help votes for the Republicans.
Yeah, I kind of hope.
I just don't. The question is, will it be enough?
I don't really want to say that because I don't want things more shut down. But when it comes to the election, I think him shutting things down, to your point, will make it better.
I absolutely don't want him more shut down. I'm just stating a political reality.
I think you're correct.
It's going to help the other side. It's going to infuriate a number of people.
You are correct.
I still hope he doesn't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I hope he doesn't, but I'm fearful that he will. Dan and Blackhawk, we got a couple minutes as well. Go ahead.
Hey, did you get my article today from Dora?
I did. I just haven't had a chance to read through all of it.
Yeah, it's just to control us even more.
Yeah, no comment. No comment.
Okay, but they're sending it out to all the Dora people, so CTAs, lawyers.
Which is basically what they're talking about, and I just kind of briefly read through it, current trends and models and so on, and they're basically just trying to scare everybody into making sure we shut things back down again, right?
Well, yeah, and they want us to sign up for the contact tracing thing. So I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Right. Yeah, and right now, by the way, just as a side note for everybody listening, the contact tracing, which came out on a lot of the – you got notifications on your phones here recently, that's only getting used across the state, Dan, at about – I want to say about 30% is all. Not very high.
Yeah.
Which pretty much tells you that even in a liberal state like Colorado, no one wants to be traced.
It's a fairly libertarian state, and people don't want Big Brother following them.
I was shocked at that number not being higher, especially with a lot of the young people with smartphones that probably would sign into it. I thought it would be much higher than that 30%, but it's not.
Well, they said 1 in 200 people are potentially contagious, so that's 30,000 people out of 6 million people. Potentially contagious.
And you know my feeling on that is, okay, so?
Well, who cares?
Yeah. Well, and I said that my daughter and son were next to somebody who actually got COVID, and they tested, but they didn't get it. So just because somebody has COVID doesn't mean you're going to catch it.
No, I know I'm not an epidemiologist, but I'm really convinced just by some of the things you just said a moment ago that it's one of those things that if you're susceptible to getting it, you're going to get it no matter what, and if you're not, you're probably not.
Right.
That's my feeling on it. So,
okay.
All right. No, well, Dan, appreciate it. I'll read through that, and I'll talk about it Monday.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. With that, everybody else, have a great weekend as well. If you missed the first hour, please catch it next. Myself, Andy, Charlie, signing off. I'll be back tomorrow morning. I do have a public adjuster joining me first thing in the morning. For a lot of you that have been affected by the fires up and down the Colorado region here, please, and even Wyoming, please tune in. We'll talk about public adjusters, what they do, the role they can play, and how they might be able to help you. That's at Fix It Radio tomorrow morning at 9, followed up by Drive Radio. Have a great evening. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.